Researchers at the University of Illinois studied the use of nitrogen as a fertilizer on crop fields in the Mississippi River Basin from the 1950s to the 1990s. Based on what they found, they think farmers could have reduced nitrogen fertilizer use by a relatively low 12%, kept harvest yields the same, yet reduced nitrate levels in the Mississippi River by a relatively high 33%. That might have significantly reduced the so-called dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico where the Mississippi carries the nitrates. Gregory McIsaac is the principal author of the study. He says farmers could reduce nitrogen use if for no other reason than saving money.
Farmers have been applying more nitrogen than they need, and they can reduce their fertilizer application and be better off, whether or not it has any impact on water quality.
McIsaac notes a survey conducted last year found about 30% of Illinois farmers indicated they use more nitrogen than is recommended, hoping for better crop production. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.